Episode 755, Criticism and Love.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Good day, good day, happy day. It is Friday. It is Confession Day. And oh my goodness, you made it to the end of the week. Yes, and guess what? In just 2 days, you have Super Bowl. Are you ready for it? Okay, maybe you're not. Maybe you are. Like me, I am a football fanatic. I am so revved up. I gotta say, though, of the two teams, yeah, neither of them necessarily are ones that I normally root for. But that doesn't mean that I won't be watching the Super Bowl just a little bit and maybe more for the commercials. But I definitely will be enjoying my family. You know, football and family goes hand in hand. So as you're going about your weekend, getting ready for whatever you're putting together, have fun. Just enjoy each other's company like I'm enjoying your company right now. Thank you so much for joining us. And for those of you who are brand new to our family, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you can head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to finding your simple in every day. We got to keep it simple, right? If you want some quick thoughts, quick ideas. If you want some nutrition, we've got the Super Bowl nutrition that just aired a couple days ago. And then if you haven't listened to Amanda Wright on My Strength is My Story series, that just aired yesterday, episode 754. Oh yes, a worthy warrior. You want to check that out too. Lots of things to listen to. And we've been talking about the heart. Have you noticed that? We've been going through a theme and guess what? February is Heart Month. Oh, yes, it is. And we're continuing that discussion here because it is so critical in our lives. It's vital that we understand what we're doing in our lives and the power that we have with the words that come out of our mouth, the actions that we take, whether it's upon someone else or upon ourselves, how we raise our children, how we conduct our business. The decisions that we make in everyday things, I mean, even simply when we're at the store, the things we purchase, everything we do has consequences. Same goes for criticism and love. How does criticism and love go together anyway? And does it really? Maybe you haven't thought about it. I know it's probably not something that you're sitting around the table having a discussion while you're enjoying family fellowship. If you don't like something about someone, hence judging them, because I know you like everything about everybody, right? Not so much, yes. So how can that be love? How does it really work? Well, as I stood in the other room, listening to my three youngest begin to have this heated conversation. Now, this was many years ago, but I remember it specifically, very vividly. And it got to the point that two of them were ganging up on one. And that just isn't allowed in our household. That's totally off limits. You know, shouting and screaming out what you don't like or what you don't agree with solves nothing. That doesn't mean you have to be a welcome mat and let everyone walk all over you. However, you can express your dislike and concern and your faults when you do it in love. So as I'm listening in the other room, the volume got to the point that I could clearly hear the disagreement. And it was more like a shouting match. And with the way our genes run in the family, oh yeah, the conversation could be heard down the street. It was a neighborhood party. Well, at least that was my observation of it. It was getting really, really, really loud. I mean, I don't have a secret because, well, I don't need a microphone and everybody can hear my whispers. So I decided to go and interrupt them. And I interrupted the match with a whisper. It was a shocker. I reminded them how they can disagree, but they have to do it respectfully. And of course, they were younger then. And when I said the word respectfully, that's a really long word. lots of syllables involved. You know, do you remember when you used to clap how many syllables there were respectfully and you would clap them out? Well, respectfully is a long word. And it's a big word to little kids. And I can remember their little faces just frozen with disgust because they were determined to finish the round of screams. I think they were more into the screams than they were into what they were screaming about. Maybe that sounds all too familiar in your household, in your life. Criticism is going to happen, right? Criticism is the expression of disapproval of someone or something based on perceived faults or mistakes. We all make mistakes. And I know for me, I'm not riding that perfect train. Oh, I wish I was, but that means I'd be in heaven. And I'm not ready to go there yet because I know God's not finished with me yet here. He's got a lot more planned. Not sure exactly what it's going to be, but I'm in for that ride. So there's a right way, actually, to be critical of someone or something. Constructive criticism. You know, something that helps somebody out. Points out the negative, but doesn't tear them down. But most of us, now you got to be honest, because what? It's confession day. Most of us jump on people and become more destructive, building upon the hurt and tearing them down even more. Think about maybe a conversation you recently had with your spouse. Maybe that conversation with someone like this. Oh, well, you know, honey, I don't know. Why can you just not pick up your clothes? How many times? I mean, the basket's right there and you leave the shoes out. I mean, seriously, you act like a 2-year-old. You know, that doesn't help anything. It's not helping me yet. You come in and you want me to have all of this stuff done. You want the house clean and picked up. Boy, did that solve any problem? No. You just totally belittled your spouse. Now, right or wrong, yeah, maybe they are old enough to pick up their clothes. I don't know what you all have in kind of the ground rules at your home, but belittling someone isn't going to get you anywhere. Raising your voice for no reason only puts you in the position of being all like, you know, up and up and the almighty, and only you are the perfect one in the household. How do you think the spouse is going to think of you? Well, I don't think he or she's going to think real highly. In fact, they may just walk off or you may just get blasted even more. What about those conversations you have with your children? Maybe with your own mom. Maybe with one of your own siblings. Criticism is going to happen in this world. We're going to disagree. In fact, there's probably more things that I don't like about myself that you don't like about me. But if you really have it in for me, you're definitely going to point out what you don't like. And you're going to consistently say, oh, well, you know, she thinks she's all this. You know, she's on the microphone every day and she thinks she's got it all put together. Well, you know, I don't have it all put together. That's why I'm on here every day sharing what I learn. Now, I know you're not thinking that. I'm just using that as an example. But criticism is going to happen in our life. I got much of it growing up. And since I moved all the time, I mean, I think criticism was my middle name. Because I felt like I was always being shot at with arrows. I was the new girl. I was the weird one that came in from wherever. And as soon as I, you know, they asked me the question, well, where are you from? And I would say Hawaii, there began the arrows. Good or bad, they all came at me. Unfortunately, our world is like that, isn't it? We're really good at being critical of others, being very destructive, building up the hurt instead of what? Building up the love. You see, your kisses, the keep it simple strategy, speak the truth in love. And yes, this is biblically based. You can find it in Ephesians 4:15. Speak the truth in love. You can disagree with someone. You can judge someone. You can notice their faults and point it out. But you have to do it in love. Criticism and love does go hand in hand. So how do you speak the truth in love? Well, let me give you 3 possibilities just to begin your direction, hopefully the better way than maybe what you've been doing recently. And I got to tell you, you know, it's confession day. I didn't do this perfect when I was a lot younger. And I'm not talking younger as in growing up younger. I'm talking about when I was married. I was very good at the destruction part. I was great at slowly ruining my marriage. I played a really big part in that. And I had to own it myself. No one else. That's not to say that he didn't have his own part in it. But I had to own mine. I had to learn that, you know what? I don't always have to agree with what he does. The crazy little quirks that he has. Because I love the things that don't make him all that quirky even more. You see, when those little pesky things come up that I'm not real, you know, fond of, I have to understand that I need to speak the truth in love. And that's hard to do. So what do you do about it? Number one, words match truth. What you say must match truth. It's real easy for us to have kind of a conversation. I was listening to my children and they would sit there and again, they were more focused on the shouting. How loud could they get? They even forgot the topic of what they were upset about. I asked them, I'm like, why are you guys mad at each other? What's the problem here? Well, I don't know, Mom. He did this. He started this. She did this. Well, can you believe this? You see, we're changing the subject. Stay on topic. Words match truth. If you don't like her purple hair, don't start talking about the jeans that she's wearing instead. Or because her room is messy. It has nothing to do with that, right? Stay on topic. What you say must match truth. Number two, beware of a critical spirit. Don't be critical just to be critical. You know, the one who's always looking for every wrong. You know those people, don't you? Now, I can't say I was that person because I really am truly a more optimistic person. But you know the ones that are out there? The ones that no matter what you do, they're pessimists. They sit there and they point out all the yucky and the dirt. And they sit there and go, oh my gosh. I mean, you could have a guy or woman walk down in front of you and next thing you know, this person has torn them apart. And if they knew them, they'd be standing there naked in front of you because they found every single wrong. The hair color, her eye color, what she wore, the shoes, the way she walked, the way she talked, the way she held her head. Don't be critical just to be critical. Beware of the critical spirit. And number three, love them where they're at. We're not perfect. None of us are. We're not on that perfect train, and I don't want to go there yet. I don't know about you, but I'm not ready to go to heaven yet. I know God's got big plans down here on earth for me, and I'm willing to do the work. It's not going to be easy. There's going to be battles, but you got to love them where they're at. You see, that's where criticism and love come together. Construction, constructive, building up. Not tearing down. That's not our job to tear down. Leave that to God. Let him be the judge. Let him take care of that. I promise you, he will be more efficient than you ever will be in that. I know I've seen it done. I've seen miracles happen in relationships, but it wasn't of my doing. It wasn't of their individual doings. It was of God's doing. Now, if you're like, okay, I got this. I can speak the truth in love. But it may not come easy because I kind of have a harsh tongue. Well, I want to give you a reference point. Episode 144, The Heart of the Tongue, is an excellent episode. I'll make sure I have the link in the show notes for you. Go back and listen to that. The kiss there talks about spots. Stop, process, observe, think, and speak. How we can really work on the heart of the tongue. I know for me, that was something I personally had to work on. You can do it. So use that reference and go back. We all need to take God's lead on this when it comes to criticism and love. Because if he was to criticize us the way we do to others, I know I would feel as small as an ant, maybe more like a gnat. But he teaches in love and forgiveness, the grace that goes beyond our own understanding. Criticism and love goes hand in hand. It goes together. But it's up to us to show that. And it starts with you. You have to be the role model in your family. You have to be the role model to your children. You have to be the role model to the strangers on the street that don't even know you. I promise people are watching. You know, I can remember when I would do certain things and I feel like just like eyes would kind of peer at me and they're, you know, like I'm just being watched. And I've come to realize I'm not being watched because of who I am, but because of whose I am. Who I belong to. I'm a child of God. I'm a princess to the King. And so are you. Criticism and love does go together. We can begin to grow this world and come together even with our differences. We can smile. We can have happier, more joyful households. We don't need to be fighting all the time. It's okay to disagree. Jesus disagreed with his disciples all the time. But you didn't see him lashing out and belittling them every single second. Because they never would have learned. Instead, he showed them what? Grace, forgiveness, and love. We too need to do the same. Think how you can extend constructive criticism in love today. And if you want some help with this, maybe you're saying, oh, I got a harsh tongue. And I don't even know maybe where to start. I'm working on things, but oh my gosh, it just comes so easy to bash than it does to love. I'm here for you. Click on the link. It's nothing to be ashamed about. Seriously. This is something I personally have had to grow in myself. And it took a lot of soul searching and digging and for God to reveal things in me that, oh, were not very pleasant. And I'm not saying I got it all right, but I'm here to walk beside you. Click on the link, take aim. That will begin our conversation. We can set up a free call. There's nothing to it. It's just my way of giving back to you. But you've got to step out boldly. I'm here to love you right where you're at. Will you take my hand? I pray this weekend you have an awesome one. Make it a great rest of your Friday. And if you are celebrating the Super Bowl, and those of you even who aren't celebrating the Super Bowl, make it an awesome weekend. You know, take some time out for you and really think about what you want to do. With this being Heart Month, what can you do to bring out more love through you and in you? Let your light shine. Go out there and radiate God's love to the world. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.